Good morning, so today's daf is daf Yud Tes, and we're starting roughly 12, 15 lines from the bottom of the Omid at the two dots, three lines before the wide lines, with the Gemara quotes from the Mishnah. Let's go back to the Mishnah just for a short second to be able to understand properly the next Gemara. On Yud Dalid Omid Beis, Yud Dalid Omid Beis. You have the Mishnah at the top, roughly 10 lines before the end of the Mishnah. The Mishnah brings a three-way machloikis between Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Shmuel. The machloikis between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel is self-evident. The machloikis between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Kiva is going to be the matter of controversy in our Gemara. What does Rabbi Lezer say? It says in the Pasuk, Hasheretz v'Ne'elam. All of this is talking about the Korban Chatos, which is a Chatos Oylevioided. Oylevioided, we've spoken about many, many times, that if you're wealthy, Kizmas Seira, not so wealthy, you bring Oifis. Person who's Dali Dalis brings a Korban Mincha, Minchas Choyte. On which Averois? So there are three, but the focus of our Gemara has constantly been on the person that had a Yediyah Metchila, Helem, and then a Yediyah Basaf. What was the Yediyah Betchila? What was Yediyah Basaf? According to everybody, the idea was that he became Tomei. Subsequently, there was a Nelem. What was the Helem? Everybody agrees it was a Helem of Tumah. He forgot that he was Tomei and he ate Kochim. He forgot that he was Tomei. And he went into the Beis HaMikdash. There's only a Machloikis Legabe Helem Kodesh and Migdash. Meaning he remembered that he was Tomei, but he forgot that this is Kochim. Or he remembered that he was Tomei and he forgot that this is the Beis HaMikdash. He didn't realize. Whatever. That's the major machloikis between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Kiva both agree that it's only on Helem Tumah. But let's look at what they say in the Mishnah. Rabbi Lezer Oimer, Hasheretz v'Nelem Imenu. What is that? If you look at number one of the Torah, Ora Shalem, Oy Nefesh Asher Tiga b'chol Dover Tumah, a person that becomes Tumah because he touched any Dover Tumah. B'Nivlas Chaya Tumah, Nivlas Behema Tumah, he touched an Avela. He touched a dead sheret. In all of these cases, then the next pasuk says he has to go and bring his carbon. Now, the pasuk itself is silent as to what the person did. It just says he became tamei and he forgot. But Chazal have filled in the blanks and have told us that during that forgetful interval, he ate kodshim or he went into the Beis HaMikdash. Oh. So now, getting back to the Mishnah, towards the end of the pasuk says, "Nivlas sheretz tamei v'nela mimenu." So why does it say sheretz v'nela mimenu? Al helam sheretz chayiv v'nei chayiv al helam mikdash. Only chayiv and helam sheretz. You forgot b'shas the helam. You forgot that you became tamei through a sheretz. But you're not chayiv if you forgot that this is the base of mikdash or that you're eating kachin. Rabbi Kiva seems to say the same thing. V'nela min menu, v'hu tamei, al helem toma chayv, v'ne chayv al helem mikdash. Only chayv on the helem of the toma, not on the mikdash. The same thing as Rabbi Lezer. Finally, Rabbi Yishmael, v'nela, it says v'nela two times in the pasuk, the two psukim, the one that we just quoted, v'nela min menu. And then there's the next pasuk, o'yichayiga b'toma tzad m'chal tomasa shiit m'ba v'nela min menu. Why does it say twice? V'chayv al helem toma, the Al Helam Mikdash, even if the forgetful interval was not with regard to it. He knew he was Tameh, but he forgot that he's eating Kodshim, or he didn't realize, forgot that he's going into the base of Mikdash. That's also enough to Mechayiv a Korban Chatos Oyleviyah. So clearly, Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Kiva both say, no, you're only Chayiv and Helam Tumah, not on Helam Mikdash. Rabbi Lezer, whoever uses the expression Al Helam Sheretz Chayiv, Vein Chayiv Al Helam Mikdash, Rabbi Kiva says, Al helam tuma v'nechayv al helam mikdash. What is the machloket between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Akiva? So we're going to have in the Gemara two dais as to their machlokes. First one is that there's a real machlokes. May benayu yurches amid beis. What's enough given between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Akiva? Amaches ki asheretz unavele ikka benayu. Whether you had to have a idea as to the specific source of the tuma. Rabbi Lezer Sover Beinan Adiyada Adiyeda Ibesheretz Itmi Ibn Avela Itmi. He has to know how did he become Tomei? Did he become Tomei because he touched a dead Sheretz, or because he touched a dead nevela. If he doesn't know whether it was a sheretz or a nevela, he does not have a din of carbon oil of yurt. Rabbi Kiva Sabar, loy be'inan adiyeda. You don't need to know the specifics. The kiman the yod of the itma ba'olam, loy tzarech. Who cares? Who cares? Loy tzarech, if a sheretz hit me, if a nevela hit me. Do I care that I touched a sheretz? Do I care if I touch a nevela? Yuch! I touched something that became tamei. It doesn't make any difference. And so therefore, that's the machloki between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Kiva. The idea that you have to have, does it have to be so specific that you know exactly whether it was a sheretz or whether it was a nevela? That's what Rabbi Lezer holds. Rabbi Kiva makes no difference. As long as you know that you were tamei, you knew that you were tamei, that's enough for a yediyah betchila, and therefore, you're going to be chayv a carbon oil of the yard. Rashi learns that the machloikis between Reb Lezer and Reb Akiva is referring to the first yediyah. Other Rishonim talk about maybe the machloikis is by the second yediyah. Some talk about perhaps by both yediyahs. In other words, what is the level of yediyah? Does he have to know the real specifics, whether it was a sheretz or a nevela? Or it's enough to know, like Reb Akiva says, your tamei finished. I don't need to know more than that. Says Mavchein Om Ula. Not only Chizki said that that's the machloikis, but Ula also said Sheretz Unavela Ikimenai. Now he didn't say this expressly, but we'll see it based on a stira and a teret. The Ula Rami Rablezer Rablezer Umishani. L'choyu had a stira Rablezer. Mi Om Rablezer Bina Vieda Ibe Sheretz Hit Me Ibe Nevela Hit Me. Does Rablezer really need to know that particular detailed information? Or a mini, Reb Lezer. Now this Reb Lezer we're bringing now is not talking about an oil of a yoyed, he's talking about a chatas kavua. And what does he say about a chatas kavua? What happens if a person had on the table in front of him a piece of chalev and a piece of noisa, and he ate one of the two without remembering or without realizing which one he ate? So this is not a chalev and shuman Oshem Toli situation. Both of them are Chiyovi Krisis. Whether he ate the Chalev or whether he ate the Noiser, Kareis V'Nechrisa. Or the same thing is, Nachum, Manavshach. So I'm Rav Lassa, Manavshach. Chalev Ochel Chayiv, Noiser Ochel Chayiv. It really makes no difference whether he knows at the time or after the fact whether it was Chalev or Noiser. Bottom line is Chiyiv Kareis. It was Shabbos Chilel Chayiv, Yom Kippurim Chilel Chayiv. Last week was both Shabbos and Yom Kippur. Shabbos was on Shabbos, Yom Kippur was on Monday, Thursday, whatever it was. And he realizes that he did a chil, but he doesn't remember whether it was on Shabbos or it was on Yom Kippur. So it doesn't make a difference. Bottom line, if you're mechal the Shabbos, you're mechal Yom Kippur, you have kares, chas v'shalom. Same thing. Ishtoi nida bo'al chayiv, achoyse bo'al chayiv. At his home he had both. His wife, who unfortunately was a nida at the time, he also had his sister. He lived with one of them at night. He was out of it, and he doesn't realize who he lived with, but he knows for sure he lived with one of them. But it makes no difference. In each case, it's a din of kares. So says Rabbi Lezer, if he did any one of these things bishogeg, guess what? He brings a korban chatas. Even though he doesn't know for a fact, was it Chelev, was it Noiser, was it Shabbat, was it Yom Kippur, was it Nida, was it Achoyis, it makes no difference. If it would be Memezi, you'd be Chayiv Kares. B'shoigig, you have to bring your carbon Chatos. Ah, L'choira, I have a steer, a blez on a blez. Before we said Reb Lezer says, I have to know for sure whether it was a sheret, whether it was an nevela. And here we say, it doesn't really make a difference. Chaylev Noiser, Shabbos Yom Kippur, Nida Achoysoi. It's the Chassir. That's what the Gemara asked, that Ula Rami Reb Lezer Umishani. We're going to come to the Teretz in a moment. But in the meantime, Rabbi Yeshua is disputing Reb Lezer. Rabbi Yeshua, Hari Oimer, Oy Hoyda Elev Chatosei Asher Chata Boh. That's a pasuk by the Chatas Kavua, that when do you bring your korban chatas? When you have a yediyah about the chet ashechot bah, that particular chet. Rashi says the ikar focuses on the word bah. So I have to know when I'm bringing my korban chatas. The kohen will ask me, why you bring a korban chatas? Because I ate maybe chelev, maybe noiser. No. You got to know bah. Was it chelev, was it noiser? If you don't know, don't bother bringing your korban chatas. So therefore, achivot alechot says Yimara, pameh, Chata, he has to know clearly what his chait was. So, but I have a stira, Reb Lezer, and Reb Lezer. Here Rav Lezer says agabe the korban oile v'yoyred, that he doesn't need to know the specifics. And there the gabe the chatas kavua, he does need to know what's going on. Zog the Yimoru Mishani, what did Ula answer to this kasha? Hosam asher chota v'hevi omrachmana. Chota kolshu. In that pasuk that we just quoted from Rabbi Yeshua, v'yhoida ilav chatosoi asher chota. The Gemara is going to ask later, what does he do with the ba? But in the meantime, put the ba in parentheses. And the way Reb Lezer is learning is, v'yhoida ilav chatosoi asher chota. He had a yediyah that he did a chait. No. Any chait is enough. It doesn't have to be noiser. It could be it was chaylev. It doesn't have to be Shabbos. It could be Yom Kippur. In other words, it's not necessary to know these specifics because that's what the Torah says. Hayod elav chatzos shechata ad shivad lecha nachmul mishani hasam om asher chata vehevi om rachmana chait koshu. Any type of chait, whether it was the chaylev or the noiser, makes no difference. Hacha, however, here mechtik siv, the pasuk begins in by the chatzos oylevi yodid. That the person was metame, we became tame, b'chol dover tame. What's the lashon of the pasuk? Oy nefesh shetiga b'chol dover tame. He touched anything that was tame. Do I care now whether it was a nevela, whether it was a sheretz, whether it was a chai, whether it was behema? All of these things are lechoyra iberik, the superfluous. Once we say b'chol dover tame, I know whatever tame includes even adam as well, which is the next pasuk. Anything which is tame. Oy even if a sheretz tame lamali. Shema min abina diyada, I b'sheretz itmi, I min avela itmi. Oh, so that's the mokoy of Reb Lezer in our Mishnah that says, I have to know whether it was a sheretz or an avela, by the fact that the pasuk repeats after b'chol dover tamei. Oh yeah, it's got to be. Nevela's chayibim, nevela's rebeimim, a sheretz. Who cares? Yitamei. Oh, you do care, said Reb Lezer. I have to know specifically what was the source of the tamei.
Aren't there different levels of tumah?
Not by sheretz and by behema. There are different levels. If you're talking about if a person became tumas adam, whether you have to have that zoas shlishu shvi of the paraduma. But in terms of both sheretz and nevela, after the person becomes tumah, he goes to the mikvah, he waits for herif shemesh, and then he's tohor, who is totally tohor. There is another difference, and perhaps this is what you are thinking of, that sheretz is rimetame bekadasha. It's only metame when you have a shear of kazayas. But the ma'isa, the level of tumah after you become vadei tumah, the level of tumah is the same in terms of going to the mikvah, herif shemesh, and yudah.
If someone's tumah from the ma'is, isn't he an avatumah then? You can transmit.
By an av, for sure, it's much worse than that. Right. You have to have paraduma.
Right, you know what I'm saying, but it's also a difference because he could be metame. He can make
yes, you're 100% right. There's okay. No question about it. But for purposes of our din of the chatas oile v'yoyred, it makes no difference which tumah. The tumah, by the way, even though we didn't discuss any more, if he himself was a balkari or he was a zav or he touched a zav or a zav, he touched a mitzayra, any one of the numerous different types of tumah that a person, he was inside an oile mes, he was inside an oile hamenuga, he became tummy. He was on a merkav, he was on a moishav, all of these things, medras, he's tummy. What happens after that, whatever the level happens to be, bottom line is if after that he ate kodshim, or he went to the Beis HaMikdash, the halam, he has to go and bring a karban. Says Rabbi Kiva, I don't really care how you became tamei. As long as you have a certificate said, I'm a certified tamei, that's enough. You have to go and bring your karban oile v'yoyred. According to Rabbi Lezer, the certificate has to specify. Was it an avela? Was it a behemoth avela? Was it a chayim? Was it a sheretz? Was it an adam? They have to know very, very specifically.
Tummy that achal is a tahor.
Yes.
So that is machlok.
Tummy she'achal is a tahor. That's all what we're talking about. You're thinking of a tahor she'achal is a tummy. A tummy she'achal is a tahor. In all cases, that person is over. He has a chayim of chorus. He did it b'meitzed. Now, if he did it b'shoigig, that's now totally in the machloikas over here. Does he know which tumah it was? But if he knows that he was definitely tumah through a sheretz lemushal, and he ate kachim after that, cool, and it was behelam, he has to go and bring a korban oil of yet. Rabbi Kiva disagrees with Reb Lezer, and he says, you don't need to know the specifics. He says, I'll tell you why. What was the basis of Reb Lezer that you do have to know specifically? He says, b'chol dover tumah, and then adds on the nivlash sheretz tumah. So Reb Lezer says, Lamali, it says, b'chol dover tamei. So Reb Kiva, Aydi deboy lemichta behema v'chaya likid Rebbe k'siv nami sheret, etc. Please put yourselves on mute. We hear some noise here. Kindly put yourselves all on mute, especially those in South America. Please put yourselves on mute.
Don't mention any names.
I'm not mentioning names, exactly. So the Gemara says, the boy lemichtav behema v'chayi l'kid Rebbe. What is this business about Rebbe? So Rashi reminds us that back on Dav Zayin, the Gemara initially thought that perhaps this din of the korban oylev yom, since the pasuk is silent, it just says that a person who became tamei, the nelam imenu, he has to bring the oil of a yarn. But what did he do wrong? So the Gemara entertained the possibility that we're talking about that he ate truma b'shoyim, not that he ate kachim, he ate truma b'shoyim. How was the Gemara able to dispel that possibility? Because the Gemara said, because I have a gzeira shava. What's a gzeira shava? Here in this pasuk that we're talking about the oil of yoyded, it says oy ben nivlas chaya tmeya, oy ben nivlas behema tmeya, and we know the Gemara tells us elsewhere in Chulin that chaya is b'chal behema, behema is b'chal chaya, because of the pasuk that we had back in Parsha Shmini, zois achaya shetechlu, and zois achaya, and then it continues on the behemoths that you're allowed to go and eat. So what do you mean? We just started off the zois achaya shetechlu, and then you talk about a behema. So therefore the Gemara says, because behemah is b'chlal chay. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, how come by uns, by the oil of the yard, the pasuk has to say, both, nefesh kisiga b'chol tami, ashitiga b'chol dover tami, b'nivlas chay etmeya, oy b'nivlas behemah etmeya, once you said chay etmeya, behemah is b'chlal chay, why do you have to go and repeat, chay behemah? So the Gemara says, because I'm learning zereshav. Nemar hocha, here it says, behemah etmeya. And then it says in another pasuk, in the beginning also, in the Parsha Shmini, in Vayikra Zayin. It's okay. V'nefesh kisiga b'chol tameh, b'tumas odam, b'behem b'tameh, b'chol sheketz tameh, v'ochal mipsar zevach ha'shlom asher l'ashem, v'nechra Zayin. Oh, so that passage is talking materially about kachim. It says, v'ochal mipsar zevach ha'shlom. And it says kares. And it says, b'behem b'tameh. So I learned b'behem b'tameh, b'behem b'tameh, gzeir shav, and that by uns, the din of the korban oil of the yoyred is also talking about kodshim and not talking about trum. You're right, it's a pasuk in Tzav, not a pasuk Shmi. Anyway, the point of all of this is, according to Rebbe, that's why I need the behemoth tmeya by uns and the korban oil of the yoyred to learn gzeira shava behemoth tmeya here. It's a behemoth tmeya by kodshim, that the din of oil of the yoyred is not by truma, it's by kodshim. It's zok yetzer b'kiva. Since I needed the behema and chai in the pasuk to tell us this drasha, that's why it wasn't enough just to go and say in the pasuk, "Oy nefesh ashetiga b'chol dover tamei." Period. I had to add the nivlas chai tamei, the nivlas behema tamei, to tell us this din that we're not talking about truma, we're talking about eating kachim. Now, mamela, the pasuk continues on the nivlas sheretz tamei. So you're going to tell me what am I learning for nivlas sheretz tamei? Says Rabbi Kiva. Nothing. Kinatani devei Rabbi Yishmael, kol pashish and emra v'nishnas. Anytime you find words in the Torah which are repeated, which you look at and you say, well, why does it have to say it again? Like nishnas on b'shul davash and eschadish ba. Even though in this pasuk, l'chor the words, b'chol nivlas sheretz tameh, are unnecessary, and you don't learn anything from them. Yitaka right, we don't learn anything from them. Why did I bring it? Since I bring the behemah and I bring the chaya, I have to bring behemah and chaya, because chaya have to go and tell you the din of nevela. What did the person err when he was ne'elam? Did he err by eating truma or eating kachim? Ah, the nivlas behemah tameya to learn gzeira shava. Nivlas sheretz, I don't learn anything from. It's only repeated to go and tell you the davash in his chadish, but that we're talking about kachim, we're not talking about truma. So that's how Rabbi Kiva goes and responds to the drasha of Rabbi Lezer. Zokti Moriyet, Rabbi Lezer, hai bog my avidle. The Bishua said, in the case of Chatas Kavua, it says, Oy hoyde elav chatos asher chata bo, which sounds like you gotta know. Did the person eat chaylev or did he eat noiser? Was he mechal Shabbos or mechal Yom Kippur? Etc. So what does he do with that bo? The more problem misasik, to tell you misasik is potter. What means a misasik? A misasik means a person that had absolutely no shaykhis whatsoever to iser, and by mistake, he did a dovra asr. So Rashi gives a couple of examples. If you want to take a look at the Rashi, Pratla Misasik on the second line. It says Rashi, Pratla Misasik, he He was doing everything mutalach, mutalach, mutalach. He wasn't in Gansen, totally off the radar screen. He had no intention of Isser whatsoever. Keep going. Niskaven lachtech es hatolish. There on the ground, he has a garden in back where he has a bunch of tomatoes growing. And before Shabbos, he cut some of the tomatoes off the vine. And he hopes to use them on Shabbos morning when he's eating the ayimitzvah. He's going to go and in his salad, he's going to cut up a tomato. So he takes his knife. And he sees the tomatoes there on the tomato patch, and he's starting to cut one of them, thinking, oh, this is one of those that I cut already from before Shabbos, and this is a tolish, and I'm just going to do it to enhance my salad, and after that I'm going to put on vinaigrette and salad dressing, it's really be so gishmak and all the rest. And guess what? And by accident, b'chotis and mechuber, without thinking, without realizing, he cut the mechuber. Did he intend going cutting the mechuber? Of course not. He had nothing to do with it. Most of them were tlushim. Unfortunately, accidents occur. So that's what the Gemara calls a misasik. He didn't have any intentions whatsoever. You have another situation. This is a little bit more of an interesting, unique situation. I'm sorry?
Mechuber is strong?
Mechuber means something which is attached to the ground. And you attach to the ground. You know how to cut it in Shabbos, because that's a... I'm sorry, I should have said we're too much. That's why I said he wants to eat it with the Aymetzil Shabbos morning. But you're right. It's on Friday before Shabbos. He cut a bunch of tomatoes off the vine, left them there to sit in the sun or whatever, and then Shabbos morning he was going to take one of those tlushin, one of those which is already pre-severed from the vine, he's now going to cut up into nice slices and serve it to all of his guests, and by accident, when he started cutting, afterwards he realized, uh-oh, I cut the wrong one. I cut the mechuber, the one that's attached to the ground, as opposed to the one that was tolish, which disconnected from the ground, detached. Therefore, he was over an iser. But it wasn't mechavan to do this. It didn't even occur to him that he's going to have this problem. Or, niskav li ishtar, vari achoyse ima b'mita, v'nishmeta ishtoi uba achoyse tachta. It must be talking about a situation of dire poverty. He only had one bed in the home, and he's sleeping in the same bed together with his wife and together with his sister. And during the night, his wife had to go to the bathroom or whatever, and she slipped out of the bed, and he didn't realize anything. He was sure that his wife was up, and then he lived with his achoyse. See, he wasn't maschav achoyse, chas v'shalom. If he would have known, he would have run for the hills. Veizel chayiv, which case is chayiv? You're telling me these misasik is part of what is a chayiv? Miskaven lachtoich, kesover tolish v'nimtze mechuber. He looked at his tomato patch. He thought that it was tolish, and he started cutting, only to realize, uh-oh, I made a big boo-boo, it was mechuber. Now this is much worse than the first case. The first case, he wasn't even mischaven to go and get close to the mechuber, he only wanted to do the tolish. In this case, he had one or two tomatoes in the tomato patch, he thought it was tolish, and it turned out to be mechuber. Or, kesover hayoyim choyl, he thought that Shabbos was Friday or Sunday. He woke up in a little bit of a daze. He didn't know which days it was, whether it was Friday, Shabbos, Sunday. He thought it was Friday, he thought it was Sunday. We didn't realize that, I'm just cutting a tomato. I remember my Bobby always used to give me tomatoes every single Shabbos. It was nicely cut. He didn't realize that she took it from the refrigerator. She didn't go and take it from the garden and cut it. So he thought it was mutter. But the mice was miskaven. So in other words, Rashi is distinguishing between misasik, where it wasn't even on his radar screen that he's going to do a dvar iser, or a case where, if you're not careful, it could very well be a dvar iser. So then the second case, it's considered to be a sholgeg, and for that you'd have to go and bring your carbon. Thank you. While in the first case, where he wasn't even miskaven at all to do anything, his hand moved out of the way by accident. Therefore, what's the din? The din is it's a masasik and he's potter totally. So therefore, says the Gemara, that's what I learned from the Ba. It's got to be a hodil of chatos eshechot Ba, that he had an intention to do this particular act, and unfortunately it wasn't mutter, it was aser. As opposed to Masasik, he wasn't even miskaven to do any prohibited act. He was miskaven the whole time. I know that look. You think I'm a terrible, a total hamaretz? A lot of things I don't know. But one of the things I know is you can only cut up pollution. I had no intention of cutting the How did this Torah fall right next to the
Mechuz? The second case, he didn't know the halacha. I mean,
exactly.
I don't know.
Either he didn't know the halacha, or he made a big booba. He thought today was chayv. He knew Shabbos. He now let it go.
No, I'm saying in the second case, in the bed, he also knew the halacha.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. He knew the halacha. You now let him live with the achoisa. Exactly right.
Right.
But so. Unfortunately, his wife slipped out, and he didn't realize, and so it was not miskaven to do any issue whatsoever. Anyway, but getting back to our Gemara. The Gemara says that's what Reb Lezer uses the ma prat the mesasik. Fine. So we've now concluded the first teretz of the Gemara. What was the kasha? The kasha was, it wasn't that a kasha, it was a shaila. What is the difference between Reb Lezer and Reb Akiva? It says, Chizkiyah, there's a major difference. That according to Reb Lezer, you have to know the specifics. Did he become tamei through a sheretz? Did he become tamei through a nefela? Says Reb Akiva, what difference does it make? He's a tamei. You did something betumah. Automatically, you have to bring your carbon oil of the yard, as long as there was a helam of tumah. Whether it was your tummy, because a sheretz and a veilin, or a chay and veilin, that doesn't make a difference. It's all the same. That's a machloek between Reb Lezer and Reb Akiva. Says the Gemara. Note, by the way, that Reb Lezer doesn't distinguish between one sheretz and the other sheretz. There are shmoyne sheretzim. You have the choydin and the achbar and the tzav and the tinchemes and all the others. So, the choydin, you can go and say, he has to know which sheretz. If he thought it was a choylin and it turns out that it was an achbar, or he thought it was an achbar and it turns out it was a tinshemes, would Reb Lezer also say you have to know those specifics? Apparently not, because the Gemara is only distinguishing between the sheretz and the nevela. So all the shmoyne shratzim, they're all in the same package. It doesn't matter this sheretz, that sheretz. Apparently, even Reb Lezer agrees you don't have to know, have that degree of specificity. If you took it one step further, the next pasuk talks about chas v'shalom, a person that passed away. Would he have to know who's the one that passed away, whether it was Smith, or whether it was McGillicuddy, or whether it was Goldberg? Does he have, chas v'shalom, does he have to know him? No. He touched a dead person. The same thing would apply.
Since God gives us much tumor as a gift.
That's an excellent question. So there is a machloikis legabi tumas oyel. The Gabi Tumas Maga Umasa, they're all the same. When a person touches Chas V'Shalom a dead body, whether it's a Jewish person, non-Jewish person, you're Tameh, the Gabi Tumas Oyel, that's already Machloik is whether it's Otum Kiyom Es Boyel, Atum Kurim Otum, the Akum Kurim Otum.
What about a Kohen Levi Yisrael?
Yeah.
Does it matter?
Doesn't matter. If a person comes to a Kohen is not allowed to be Metame. If he's Metame himself, he's Oyver and Isser. That was last week's parasha. Emel Kahana ben Yaharin lenefesh lo yitala be'almav. You're not allowed to. Him share a car of life except for the immediate family. So you're not allowed to. A Yisrael is allowed to become tummy. In fact, all Chevra Kadisha members are unfortunately tummy all the time. There's no Isser involved. However, once you are tummy, then there is an Isser of eating truma, mid kodshim, mid going to the base of Mikdash, all of those things that a tummy has to be very careful about. Anyway, so getting back to our Gemara, so that was Chizkiyah, and the Gemara said, V'chein Amma'ula. Now our Gemara says, Dr. B'yoichanan, there is no machloikis whatsoever l'halocha. Mashmoiz dorshin ikibinayu. V'chein Amma Rav Sheish is mashmoiz dorshin ikibinayu. The Rav Sheish is machlof der Belezer l'Rabakiva, Rabakiva l'Rabelezer. What does that mean, mashmoiz dorshin ikibinayu? Remember, both Rabakiva and Rabelezer are arguing with Rabbi Yishmael, because it was Rabbi Yishmael that said that you have to know, not you have to know, it could be either Helam Tumma or Helam Mikdash. Both of them, no, it's got to be Helam Tumma and not Helam Mikdash. What was the drasha? Rabbi Lezer says, Ha Sheretz V'Nelam Mimenu, you have to know that it was Helam Sheretz, but you're not Chayiv and Helam Mikdash. Rabbi Kiva says, V'Nelam Mimenu V'Tame, you got to know the Helam had to be a Tame Dikah and not a Helam Mikdash Dikah. But Lemaisa says, Rabbi Yochanan, there's no machlokes between them. They're just responding to Rabbi Shmuel, who hasn't even spoken yet. But they're just telling him, it's got to be Helam Tome, Helam Tome, Helam Tome. How do I know? He learns from the word Helam Sheretz, and he learns from Helam Tome, but they're both exactly the same halacha. To the extent that when Rabbi Sheshes would go and quote that Mishnah, he wasn't particular as to Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Kiva, and sometimes he would go and reverse the names. Instead of saying Rabbi Lezer learns from Helam Sheretz, and Rabbi Kiva says from Helam Tome, he would reverse it. He would say Helam Tome, Helam Sheretz, because there's no nafke mina la halach. Okay, Frank Timorietz, boim mene rova me Rav Nachman. Helam ze vize biyodoy mahu. Now, we're not talking a libet to Rabbi Shmuel, because Rabbi Shmuel says both helams, you're chayiv. both the Helam of the Tumah and the Helam of the Kodesh or the Mikdash. But according to Reb Lezer and according to Rebbe Kiva, they both hold that it's got to be Helam Tumah and not Helam Mikdash. What happens if it was both? The person went and touched an Avela. We know for sure he touched an Avela. No shyness about that. And then after that, he went and he ate kachim, and at the time that he ate kachim, number one, he forgot that he was tamei, and number two, he forgot that he's eating kachim. So he had a double helam. What's the status? Amale, so the Gemara answers, Hari helam tumah bi'odei v'chayv. He has helam tumah, he's chayv. You have to bring your carbon, oyle v'yoyrit. So the Gemara, adarabah, Hare helam migdash bi'odei u'potter. This helam migdash is potter. So one way it's chayv, one way is potter. You have a question.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense. Just because you have Helam Migdash in addition to Helam Tumah, that's not a putter. You're a putter when it was only...
Very good, very good. So the Ritva is bothered by your question. What Barry is asking is, if you happen to have a chiyuv, and at the same time, let's say a person is cutting cutting the tomatoes on Shabbos, and he thought he was cutting a mechubar, a tolish, and he was cutting a mechubar. Okay, if it wasn't a misasa case, it was a regular, normal case, what's the din? He has to go and bring a chatzis korban kavua, chatzis kavua. Okay, very good. What happens at the same time, he was also eating potato chips. And he made a bracha by Priyadama, and the Koyurash Godlan, everybody answered, Amen, Epek. On the potato chips, does he have to go and bring a korban chatzis? No, he didn't do anything wrong.
But they were Kodesh.
Sorry?
Potato chips were Kodesh.
They were kosher, and they were not kosher. So now the question is, and he wasn't tamei, he was just cutting open the tomato on mechubar. So because of the fact that at the same time he's doing something which is potter from a carbon, he's eating potato chips, that doesn't go, okay, Baruch Hashem, since he was eating kosher potato chips and he had three hashgachas on it from all the rabbis, and he made a top tier, so you're going to tell me because of that he's not mechuyav on Shabbos because he's cutting the mechubar. What do you have to do?
With the price of tea.
Exactly. Oh. So the Ritva says that you have to say that according to both Man the Yomrim, it's not just that they're saying Helam Tumah is the Machayiv. It's the Helam Tumah and not the Helam Mikdash. It's exclusive. It's got to be that there was only Helam Tumah and there was no Helam Mikdash at the same time. Because according to the first side of the Gemara, if there was a double Helam, then one knocks out the other. Because the Pasuk says, HaSheretz V'Nelem Imenu, it's got to be exclusively Helam Sheretz and no other Helam, no Helam Mikdash. When Rabbi Kiva says, V'Nelem Imenu V'Utameh, Al Helam Tumah Chayv, it's got to be exclusively Helam Tumah and not Helam Mikdash. Is that a normal Svara? Well, we'll see that the second Svara, the Gemara Taka Fakir. But in the meantime, at least the Gemara is holding. That's how the Ritva explains this Tzad of the Gemara, that the Helam Mikdash is an exclusion. It's not just that, okay, you're potter from it, you're eating potato chips. No. You only chayiv if there's a single helam, and that's got to be only helam sheretz, or only helam tumah. Once any other helam is mixed in, you're potter. That's how the Gemara is learning on this side.
You're potter of the extra ones.
But entirely.
Sorry, no, who?
No, I'm saying, in Makkos we had a case, you eat the ant and you're high of,
nine different
things. So, but we don't say that one lav is docha, the other lav, and we say, no, there, it's your kolo, it's your mosa.
100%.
So, why is suddenly Isser
negates it?
Isser mevatel.
I hear you loud and clear. That was your question. You're just amplifying and expanding on it.
It doesn't.
I understand. And what the Ritva is saying is that these drushes, al korchach, are not just you're chayiv on this and you're potter on that, but you're only chayiv if you're exclusively helam tumah or exclusively helam sheretz. Once you're mixing in with it a helam mikdash, that vitiates the ganze helam tumah. That's according to the first side. It's chazinim. I'm sorry. Boy, many rabbi Rav Nachman. Helam zev zivyana. Omalei hari helam tumah biyadi v'chayiv. The dumah had rabbi helam mikdash biyadi u'potter. The helam mikdash is not just an additive. It's a kol moisiv gareya, because the Torah says only helam tumah and not helam mikdash. You have a helam mikdash that potters you. So that's the question. Omer Rashi chazina. It's very simple. The person is tamei and he's about to eat kachim, and all of a sudden somebody screams from the back, "Yankel, be careful! What are you doing?" As you'll see in the Gemara. Imet tumah kaparish hari helam tumah biyadu v'chayiv. Imet mikdash kaparish hari helam mikdash biyadu potter. What did Yankel scream from the back of the room? He said, Beryl, make sure, don't eat the kachim because you're tamei. and therefore he was mitum kamparish. Hari helim tum biyodim v'chay. We see that the helim in his mind was a helim of tumah, because as soon as we reminded him that he's tameh, he immediately withdrew. If the chasimun was a helim tumah, that's why he's chay. On the other hand, if the person in the back screamed at him, Yankli, you're eating kodshim, you're going into the base of English, and then he withdrew, so you see that the reason why, what was his helim, that he forgot that it was kodshim, or he's going into the base of English. And therefore, helim mikdash be yodhi upotter.
That's to be told in the person who's informing him, not in him.
Yeah, but his response? You see his response, because if the other person would say, you're going to the base of English, I know, I already made a shechiyonah, it's the first time I went to the base of English in 12 years, I'm going, I'm not, well, he's not withdrawing. The reason why he's withdrawing is because, hui, makes me English, oi, I'm not allowed to go to the base of English. That's what the Gemara holds in the Havamina. Omer Rabbeinu Ravashi, Rabbeinu says Ravashi, with all due respect, Ravashi, klum parish mi migdash el mishem tumah. Klum parish mi tumah el mishem migdash. Why is the person restraining himself and saying, oh, I'm not going to eat the kachim, I'm not going to go to the base of English? Is it only because we told him that this is kachim, or because it's base of migdash?
It's because he's tummy.
Because he's tummy. And if we go and tell him, hey, you're tummy. Why did he stop eating the kachim? Because he knows you're not allowed to eat kachim b'tumah. Why did he stop going to the base of migdash? Because he knows you're not allowed to go to the base of migdash b'tumah. So you need both ingredients. So, Zokti Gemara, the fact that you're saying that you're scaring him, or you're screaming at him, and you're warning him, hey, you're tummy. The reason why he's withdrawing now is not only because he's tummy, but he realizes he's tummy and he's going to the base of migdash. And if he screamed, hey, base of migdash, base of migdash, why is he stopping? Because he knows that it's base of migdash and he's tummy. So therefore, L'choya says, Rabbeinu Tervashi, that really doesn't work. Parish klum parish migdash mishem tumah. Klum parish mitumah mishem migdash. Elazim Timor Loishna, therefore, makes no difference whatsoever whether you scream at him migdash or you scream at him tumah. Bottom line is, Rashi, who potter, person will be potter from having to bring a carbon oil of yoyin. What's the reason why a person is potter from carbon oil of yoyin? So there are two reasons given. One reason given by the Ritva, that maybe the Gemara holds that the pshat that we said before in the two psukim is taka the emes of pshat, that the Torah is saying you're only chayiv if the helim was exclusively a tumah helim. But if it involved another helim too, that invalidates the helim of the tumah. Maybe that's the reason. Or simpler, the reason why the Gemara says he's potter is anytime you have in the Gemara a shaila and it lives a niboye deloy ifshita, because the Gemara is not poishit the shaila. So boye deloy ifshita, tell me, what should I do? Should I bring my karm chata? Should I not bring my karm chata?
Safek chun azara. So you exactly. I'll safek chun azara.
Exactly. So don't bring your karm chata, because since I don't know for sure whether I'm mechuyev or not, if I'm not mechuyev, it's a karm chata. It's not a karm chata. It's chun bazara, and therefore.
But that's only according to Rabbi Lezer, and Rabbi Akiva. According to Rabbi Shmuel, it doesn't matter. And Rabbi Shmuel is the Tana of the first Mishnah, mm-hmm. and the Mishnah here in the second parak, mm-hmm. and it seems like we're passing like him, right?
You have to check out the drama.
I mean, it doesn't make sense that you need. I mean, like I forgot what day of the Omer was. Okay, I thought it was the 38th. That's the 37th.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, like
short memory.
That halama does that pocket me from other things?
Yeah,
no,
it's a difficult time.
Yeah,
Rabbi Mar Tana, yes.
Kala Moshe Goreh here. I still don't get it because, you know, nevertheless, he's.
He had to have him tumah biyodeh. I understand. But if that's the pshat in the drasha, that the drasha is only if you have solely, exclusively, helim tumah that you have to go and bring a karm oil of yard. If it's
so
mixed
limited,
in with something else, if it's colored by another helim, then you don't have to bring it.
That's an oil of urine. A kavua, you
would.
No.
Is it more chayav?
Can you pick me on your Gemara for a second?
Doesn't even bring a kavua.
It's cross. Maybe God's.
We have an Arthur Scroll.
Arthur Scroll?
Uh-huh. Art Scroll. He's so informal.
Hari Halam Tumma Biyodi Bechayev. Venichnas at Vaita. Hari Halam Tumma Biyodi Bechayev. Adraham Rim Upatu. 12. Rava contends. Then even if he had known that he was Tomei, he might have entered because he forgot the sanctity. Hence it can be argued that this transgression occurred partly because of unawareness of the sanctity, and he should therefore be exempt from liability. He's bringing from the Torah Chaim another pshat. Pshat is, he said, that the reason why he, even if he had known that he was Tomei, he might have entered because he forgot the sanctity of the place, meaning that it's Mikdash. Hence, it can be argued that this chait occurred partly because of the unawareness of the sanctity. He should therefore be exempt from liability. Any way you cut it, it's a bit like shot. But lemaisa, that's what the Gemara says.
Okay.
And the Gemara continues on. Rabbanon shnei shvilin. There were two paths, and both of these paths were relatively narrow paths. And we know for sure that under one of them there was a mess. Rachman litzlan. So anybody that's going on that shvil will definitely become tummy. You can't say, I went to the right, I went to the left. No, no. It was a relatively narrow path. Let's assume the path was 5 feet wide, and this person who passed away was a 5.5 feet tall, so to speak. And so therefore, if you're walking on that path, is Zichr going to become tummy? No question. The only thing is, we don't know which path has the mess underneath it. Is it the one on the right, or is it the one on the left? And what did he do? And he unfortunately walked into the Beis HaMikdash. Now, when did he walk into the Beis HaMikdash? Now, those are the details. So, says the Reisha, Shnei Shvilin, these two paths, Echad Tomei v'Echad Tor, one of them was Tomei, one of them was Tor. V'halach b'Rishayin, and he walked on the first one, the first path. V'lay Nichnas, he did not go into the Beis HaMikdash. He did not go into the Beis HaMikdash. And then, an hour later, he went on the second path, B'Sheini. And now v'nichnas, and now he did go into the Beis HaMikdash.
He certainly is tamei.
He's certainly tamei. There's no question about it. Either because of the first path, or the second path, the first path, doesn't make a difference. He was a machmer. He went on both, so therefore he's chayiv. No question.
And now he's nichnas.
And now he's nichnas. He's chayiv. Now all of us are thinking chayiv. So it's over poshut. We'll see in three lines. Reb Shimon ben Yehuda is going to disagree, but at least on the surface, it's crystal clear. He's vavim tamei. He's chayiv. Now let's continue on. Halach b'rishayin v'nichnas. He went on the first path, and then he went into the Beis HaMikdash. Is he vaday tameh? No, it's a suffering. Well, let's put the Rishus Rabbi away for a moment. Halach b'rishayin went on the first one, v'nichnas, he went into the Beis HaMikdash. I don't know whether he was tameh. I don't know whether he was tameh. But I know that he went to the Beis HaMikdash. And now what did he do? He's a v'shona v'tafel. Now he went to the Paraduma man. He had a zohar shlishi v'shvi. After that he went to the mikveh. And then Baruch Hashem, it's now 7 days later. V'yachkach holach b'sheini v'nichnas. And now he goes on the second one, and he goes into the Beis HaMikdash. So now, what do you say to this case? What's a chayiv? Why chayiv?
Because it's a suffik.
Yeah, but each one was a suffik, but walking on both of them is vada.
But he was matayir after the first one. So
for sure.
So it's period, full stop, as you would say.
Absolutely.
Now he's tahor. Now he's tahor. Nichnas
no
b'sheini.
Question.
That's the whole thing. Suffolk, yes. Suffolk, no.
Okay. I agree with you. So, because of what you're saying, is now a machloikis in this price. The Tanakhama says chayiv because he says memonavshach. One of the two is vadei tuma. We know for sure that after he walked on each one of them, he walked into the Beis HaMikdash.
Right.
So whether it was the first time he became tamei for sure, and he went to the Beis HaMikdash, or maybe not, maybe that wasn't tamei. But the second time he walked on it, then he became tamei. One of the two, he became tamei. That's clear. So even though he was tarred in between, it doesn't matter whether it was on Sunday or whether it was on Monday or whether it's this week or next week. One of the two times.
It resets everything. Hazar Shana Metaval, he's
so you're saying he's part.
It's laundered. Or the tumor's laundered away.
So that's Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon is part. I'm sorry, Nachman?
You have
50-50 chance. 50-50 chance, right. Exactly. Each one is 50-50. But right. Once you add the 250s together,
right.
You get 100%.
Without the Hazar, absolutely. But
that's the first case.
Right, but without Hazar and Shana Vitabal, that's it. He's
well, it's obviously, there's a talk about some ideas of Tuma here. And he has to, just like we had, whether it was his tummy with the sheriff.
Now
tummy.
You're getting
his
tummy.
He knew his tahar. He's a Shana Vitabal, he knew his tahar.
To me, would it make, if the guy, according to, the Kivan, does it make a difference whether he knew it was tummy from a sheriff or tummy from some other type of
Tuma?
Tummy to his mace. Mace.
Yeah,
okay. Tummy to his mace. He goes,
you don't go. But here also, was he tummy
the first
way,
time or the second time?
So it wasn't a total awareness.
It's
apparently,
not the idea of Adoyus, who is a Sufik idea, which is what the Gemara is going to explain on the Amud Aleph, on the Amud Beis. But you understand the man the Amud that says Chayiv. I mean, you disagree, but you understand the man the Amud
I don't.
Defense attorneys get all their
wages
to try
exactly,
and get somebody off the hook on something, which is
exactly. And the bottom line is this person. One of the two times, whether it was this week or next week after the Hiz Veshana B'Tova, one of the 2 weeks he vaday went into the Beis Hamikdash B'Tuma. I just don't know which one. So would you have to go and bring a carbon because of that or not? Zok the Gemara, Chayev, Reb Shimon is Paiter. Reb Shimon ben Yehuda Paiter be'kulon Mishum Reb Shimon. He says the name Reb Shimon. Remember that the first mishnah we had Reb Shimon Yehuda.
Reb Shimon ben Farako.
Which kabbon is from Chapron?
What? Reb Shimon ben Chai. Reb Shimon ben Yehuda is.
Yeah. Okay. Good. So we looked it up. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, it's a point to be cool. Mishum Reb Shimon. He said even in the first case he's potter. Now that's a big pellet.
Yeah.
Why in the first case there was no he's in between? He went on path one, stopped. 5 minutes later, he went on path two, into the Beis Hamikdash. So one of the two, he certainly became tummy. There's no question. And he's a Tomei Vadai. Why would he hold this even potter? Okay, that's a Bissel Shvei.
You have to have your Dia Vadai. You have to have your how you did it.
That's exactly.
So okay, been that way, that way. No.
So guess what, Brother Shai, you are now tapping on to all the Pshatra and the Marni Amidis. So now first we're going to focus on that last tickle. The Kulon. What does that mean? Vafilu Bikamaisa. Even in the first case, Memonav Shokta Mehu. Whether he was the first path, right, the second path, he's a Chubadik Tamei. What's going on? Omer Rav, Hachim Ha'iskina. He went on the first, for sure. What's the Gemara saying? He went on the first path, no question about that. When he went on the second path, he wasn't thinking about that he had gone on the first path before. He's just going on that second path, and now he walks into the Beis Hamikdash. So at the time that he walked on that second path, he forgot Shalach Barishon. Now, we know for purposes of Chatas Oyle V'Yorit, you have to have Yediyah B'Tchilah, Ehelem, and Yediyah B'Sof. What the Gemara is saying is, when he was walking on that second path, he forgot that he had walked on the first path, so therefore, he never had a full-fledged. It's not a question, says Rashi, between a Yediyah, Sofik Yediyah, or Vada Yediyah, it's rather, it's what we call a Mitzas Yediyah. He knew that he was walking on the second path, and he knew that the second path is 50-50, it's Chalash, yeah. He knew there was 50-50, but he had forgotten totally about the first path. And for purposes of the oil of the earth, you have to have a full-fledged Yediyah. He only has a Mitzvah Yediyah. How do they mix this Yediyah? Well, how come if the Tanakhama Savamri mix this Yediyah? It doesn't make a difference. I know for a fact that he walked in both paths. And Bishasi went in the first one, he knew that he was walking on a 50-50. Bishasi was walking on the second one, he knew that he was walking 50-50. So when he was walking in the second, he didn't remember that he walked in the first. Who cares? It's a mixed idea, kechol yediyah. And therefore, you have to know for certain that I was oiver, not it was oiver, that I became tamei. And he doesn't know for sure, because when he walked in the second, he had forgotten that he walked on the first. So he never had a full 100% idea that he became Tamei. So that explains the machloikis in the Kamaisa. Now let's talk about the second case in the Braisa. What was the second case? That was a case where that there was the Hiza Vishana in between. Halach Barishan, Vinichnas. He went in, he was Tamei, a Safik Tamei, and he went in, Vinichnas. Hiza Vishana Vitoval. Chozer v'holach b'sheni v'nichnas. Tanakama says, Chayiv Reb Shimon Poiter. What's the machlekes? Freiti more v'amai chayiv. Why does the Tanakama say chayiv? Sofik yidihu. It's a sofik whether or not he had. It's not a sofik whether he had a yidia. His yidia was a yidia of a sofik tumah, because each time that he was going in, he had a full fledged yidia, but about a sofik tumah. I don't know whether A is the one that is the mole tumah, or B, the first shvil or the second shvil. So each time, why would it be chayv? Isn't it only a safi yediyah? Rabbi Yochanan kan osu safi yediyah ki yediyah. From this braisa we learn that in fact you don't need to have a vada yediyah. A safi yediyah is also sufficient for purpose of bringing a carbon oila fiyot. Of course, if it remains a safik yediyah, meaning that we never know for sure that he became tamei, then he wouldn't have to bring a carbon. But we know for sure that he walked in both times, both the first time and the second time. And on one of those occasions, he was tamei. I just don't know which occasion, whether on the Shvil HaRishon or the Shvil HaSheni. So therefore, safik yediyah is kediyah, that's sufficient for being mechayev a carbon oil of yard.
Not according to Shimon, though.
That's according to the Tanakhama. Explain the Tanakhama. Yeah. The reason why Reb Shimon is pointer is very simple. because he holds that a Safek Yediyah is not enough. You have to have a Vada Yediyah. So Gemara doesn't even have to address that. So we're just addressing the Tanakam that says Chayav. Kanos, Safek Yediyah, Kidiyah. No, no, no. Safek Yediyah is not Kidiyah. The reason why the Tanakam is Machayav, Hamani Rabbi Shmuel Yediyah, Amalei Be'inan Yediyah Betchila. This goes according to Rabbi Shmuel, that holds that you don't need a Yediyah Betchila for purposes of your carbon oil of the Yoyrib. You only need a Yediyah Basaf. You don't need a Yediyah Betchila. We touched on this a few days ago, and the Gemara didn't really go into it.
What is
we only had a Shtikli Yediyah. Right. And now we have the full-fledged Yediyah that Rabbi Shmuel holds. You don't need a Yediyah Betchila. It's only enough to have a Yediyah Basaf. Why does Rabbi Shmuel hold that way? We'll see that on the bottom of the end of the parak. Mitch, another few lines. Okay. So now, we gave...
That's logical, anyway. It's hard to get a Yediyah Betchila.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's something... You have to have a Gemara.
100%. If you remember, that was the Gemara at the beginning of the Perek, after the Mishnah, which said, Shtayim Shein Arba, Asra Rabab, Belichar, Shemi Shtayim Shein Shmoina, because you have all of the various Yediyah. So Gemara said, the reason why we only talk about Arba, not Shmoina, is because the first four Yediyahs are normally Leimalav Leimoyrid. Like your case of the Chelev and the Shuman. The person just ate a piece of Shmaltz, and after that his wife comes and tells him, you know what Shmaltz you ate? You ate Trevor. I didn't know. You still have to go and bring your carbon Chatzis Kavua.
In the refrigerator.
Because she was going to give it to the neighbor, exactly. To the guy, or throw it to the dogs or whatever it was. But the point is that even though he didn't have any Yediyah Betchila, you don't need a Yediyah Betchila for a Chatzis Kavua. You know that you're over the Yisr. Boom. You have to go and bring your card. So therefore, says the Gemara, that's why he didn't say Yishtayim Shem Shmoina, because the four first ones are really not relevant in other cases. And the Gemara said, Asikir Bishmoah, the Bishmoah says, even over here you don't need a Yediyah Betchila, just like Elchot. Okay, anyway. We're going to ask now Astira, and Reish Lakish. Remember, Bichon said over here, Kan Osu Sofik Yediyah Ki Yediyah. So what is the Stira, the Sanya. And now we're leaving Oyla V'yorid land to go into Chatzis Kavua land. Ochel Sofik Chelev V'noida. Sofik Chelev V'noida. For breakfast he ate Ashtikel Sofik Chelev. I don't know if it was Chelev or it was Shuman, but V'noida, and afterwards he realized it was Chelev. Sofik Chelev V'noida. Once again, he ate Sofik Chelev. He didn't know at the time, and after that it was noida that it was in fact real chaylev. One time was for breakfast, one time was for lunch. The question is, how many chatois does he have to bring? It's no longer an oshem toli because he knows for sure.
Right.
We mavar that it was chaylev. But in between first chaylev and second chaylev,
two chatois, two masses, the thing is, safek chaylev. Of course it's a suffek. Otherwise, if he knew it's a chelevada, he wouldn't be chayav a korban. It'd be amazed. So of course it has to be a suffek. What's this suffek chelev? It's a borrowed term from the suffek yediyah we had. There's no acha chelev.
Oh, very good, very good.
Delete the suffek.
Excellent.
Acha chelev enoda. Acha chelev enoda.
Very good. So now the point is, as you'll see in the Gemara, that's going to be the crucial aspect of this brisa. When he ate the chelev at that time was a suffek. Even after he finished eating it and he made a benched, after that was still a suffik. And then someone told him, you know what you just ate may have been chelev or shuman. Please find that immediately, because if it was shuman, Baruch Hashem, I made a bracha achrayna. If it was chelev, I'm going to have to go and bring our carbon. Mm-hmm. So at that time, it was a suffik whether he was over on Isser chelev. And then for lunch, he didn't learn his lesson. Again, he was in Alice in Wonderland, he wasn't thinking.
La La Land.
And what did he do? Once again, he ate Ashtikel Shmaltz. He was sure there was the other part of the refrigerator. It was a separate refrigerator. It was the Pesach refrigerator. And he ate from that. And then, again, someone told him, you know what? That may have been Chelev. The man, please find that immediately. Subsequently, that day, the next day, unfortunately, they came back with him. Both of them were Chelev. Ay, 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 ay. Now, if you eat two chelevs behelim echad, then you only bring one carbon. What happens if there was a Yediyah Betchila, Yediyah Beintayim, then you have to bring two. The question is a Safik Yediyah enough? Now you're stealing my lines. So Rabbi Yoimah, Kishem she may be chattas al kol echad v'yechad, kach may be oshem toli al kol echad v'yechad. Just like by a karm chattas, you'd bring al kol echad. I don't know what that means yet. May be chattas kol echad v'yechad. Put that away for a moment, because we're going to have a machloikis about that. Kach may be oshem toli kol echad v'yechad. Each time, if he never finds out for sure, here our case is a noida. What happens if there's only noida that it was a suffix? It wasn't noida for sure that it was chelev. Noida after that, he ate ashtikel chelev in the morning, and then after that, he found out that it might have been suffix chelev, suffix shuman, and nobody knows the answer. And he did the same thing in the afternoon, nochemol, a different piece of schmaltz from a different refrigerator, and again, how many
shamas?
Guess what? Maybe Oshem Tolia Kol Echad V'Yechad. That's exactly, Rebbe holds exactly like Brother Shai. Unbelievable. Reb Shimon Yehuda, Reb Lozim, Reb Shimon Amru. Mishum Reb Shimon. Eina maybe Elikad Oshem Tolia Echad. Why? Because the Pasuk says, Shenema, Al Shingosei Asher Shogog, V'Nislach Lai. What's the Lashon HaPasuk? You have here, V'Hevi Ayel Tomim Min HaTzayim. We're talking about the Oshem Tolia. He has to go and bring an Ayel. V'Chipa Ola V'Koyim, Al Shingosei Asher Shogog. What's this double lashon? Al shigosei shishokag says the Gemara. Hatoy ribsa shkogos harbe the oshem toli echad. Even though he did multiple chatoim by eating two pieces of chaylev at separate times, on the normal cases you have to bring two korbanos shishokag. You have to go and bring two korbanos chatos. In our case, however, the Torah says since it was only a suffik yedia bein time, I don't know if he ate chaylev shum. I don't know. I still don't know. You have to go and bring one Oshem Toli to pater both of his errors, both of his possibilities that he ate, the crime. Okay, so now, that's the Braisa. Now we're focusing on the Loshon of Rebbe. Rebbe says, Kishem shemevi chatos al kol echad v'yechad. What does he mean by mevi chatos? V'yam reish lakish, kanshon Rebbe, yedios, sveikos, mischalkos lechatois. Just like in the case of the Oshem Toli, we're talking about a Suffolk, even until today it's still a Suffolk, he doesn't know. So he's got to bring his Oshem Toli. So what was the Yediyah Bein Tayim? It was a Suffolk Yediyah, or a Yediyah of a Suffolk. What was the Yediyah of the Suffolk? I don't know if it was Shuman, I don't know if it was Chaylev, I don't know if Shuman, I don't know Chaylev. So the Yediyah Sveikas are Mischalkos, not only for Oshem Toluis, but also for Chatois. That's what Rabbi meant when he said, Kishem, Shemevi, Chatos, Kolechad, V'yechad. Same thing with Rabbi Oshem Toli, Al Kolechad, V'yechad. So Rish Lakish sounds like he's right. Rabbi Yechonoma, no. Rabbi is not talking about this specific case with Chaylev mit Shuma, but rather Rabbi Yechonoma, Kishem Shedios Vadai Bi Alma Mischalkus Lachatois. In a normal, regular case, when do you distinguish between Chatas 1 and Chatas 2, or Aveira 1 and Aveira 2, if there was a Yediyah Ben Time? But that Yediyah has to be a Vadai Yediyah. So just like by Chatois, the Vadai Yediyah is Mischalkus Lachatois. That you bring two chatois, if you ate chelev in the morning, and then after that you had a suffik, you didn't have yediyah vadois, and then after that you ate another piece of chelev, and then again you did it in a fog, and afterwards he finds out that both of them were chelev, says Rabbi Yochanan, you're only mechuyev one, because one of you mechuyev two, only if you have yediyah vadois, which is mischalik lechatois. Just like the case of the yediyos vadois mechalkos lechatois, kach yediyos sofik mischalkos la'ashamis.
Would a sofik yediyah be mechalik by a chatas kavua?
That is what Reish Lakish holds. Going back to Reish Lakish, Omer Reish Lakish, kanshan Rebbe yediyos sveikos mischalkos lechatois.
Okay, thank you.
No problem. So that's the machlokes that Reish Lakish of Yochanan, how to interpret Rebbe. When Rebbe said, Kishem shemevi chatas kol echad v'yechad, is he talking about when the Yediyah Bein Tayim was a Yediyah Vadois, or even if it was just a Yediyah
suspicion.
Oh, so that's Machlek Reish Lakish. So now, based on that, let's go back to the case that we had on the top.
Let's clarify that. So, in other words, what happened to Machalik? He said, oh, that may have been Shuman, that may have been
Chaylev.
So
right.
That's enough then.
And then.
Summertime, not that it was Vadai Chaylev.
If it was Vada Chelev in between, then the Vada, you have two Chatois. If in between he only had a suffix, and later was...
Says, that may have been, I mixed it, I don't know.
I don't know.
And, right, and then he eats it again.
Either that or another piece.
The Rebbe would hold his high of two.
In Chayiv too. Alkalech Yet, because it was a Yediyah Sfeikis is enough to be Mechamek.
It's Ashim Toli, which is already a Sfeik.
That's Ashim Toli, everybody agrees. We're talking even Achatz Kavua. That's what we're talking. That's the Chiddush. Even if it was, in other words, we know at the end of the day, it's confirmed by all the scientists and all the king's men and all the king's horses that this, in fact, was absolutely chayiv. So he has to be in Karma Chattis. Question is, how many Karbonis Chattis? Right. Only 8-2, but it was a Yediyah Bintayim. If it was a Vadi Yediyah Bintayim, that it was
Oyvim Chayiv.
A Vadi you have to bring two Chattis. But it was only a Safing Yediyah, only at the end of the day that I find out that it was Taka Chayiv. So that's Machlok between Mishlok and Shem Yerichana, where the Safing Yediyah is enough to Mechalek Lechatois. It's a fad enough to be mechalik legabe the Yashim Tolis. We're talking about legabe the case of the Chatos. V'yochanam gishem shidi is vadim al mechalik legabe, kach yidi is sovim is chalik legabe. So to our Mishlim, there v'yochanam v'yochanam lekash, what does he mean? What is the possible kash over here? So now let's go back to the case that we had on the top of the Yomid. What was the case? He went first on the Shvil HaRishayim, and then Minichnas, and he went to the base of Mikdush. I don't know whether or not he was Tamei, it's 50-50. And he's a Vishon of a Tovah, and then Chozim Mahalach Vashani, and then went again into the base of Mikdush. So he had a machlokes whether he's Chayiv or Reb Shimon is Pait. And the Gemara says, why would the first man, the Amahot Chayiv? It's only a Safi Yediyahu. Reb Yochanan, Khan, in our case, also Safi Yediyah Kidiyah. Khan, here in our case. What's our case? Our case about the Korban Oyle V'yoyde, where the person was maybe tell me the first time, maybe tell me the second time. Each time it's a Safik Yediyah. Kan Shona, that's what the Brisa says. Kan Shona Asu Safik Yediyah Kidiyah, and that's why he's chayv to bring Karban Oyle V'yoyde. But only Kan, but not anywhere else. And that's why Rabbi Yochanan says, Kishem Shidiyah Vadois Machalkas Lirchatois. Because he had a Yediyah Vadois. A Safik Yediyah, Legabe Chaylev and Legabe Yechatis Kavua, is worthless, it's goonish. It's only Kan Asu. What's the Kan Asu? In the case of the Oyle V'yoyred, I don't know whether I was Tamei on the first Shvil, whether I was Tamei on the second Shvil, and therefore in this case, Zokta Tanei Kama, a Maman of Shach, and therefore Yechayv. Of course, he holds that Kan also Sofi Yediyah Kidi, but not the Gabi the Chaylev case, but if you have only a Diyah Sveik, it's a Sofi Yediyah, says Rabbi Yochanan, you would not be Mechalik Lechatois. You'd only have to bring one carbon Chatos. Therefore, that's what the Gemara says. Bishlam the Bichram Yechon Leikasha. The two prices are very much in sync with one another because Kan Asu v'Chalay v'Chalatera Kuli Asu. That's the reason why the Taka the Brisa said Kan Asu only over here. What's Taka the Svara? Hachu Delaksi v'Yedia Behedya Mivenelam Hu Dekaasi Loi v'Chalatera Kula. What does he mean to say? That there's a distinction between the Lashon which is used by the Karban Oyle V'yoyred and the Karban Chatzis Kavua. What's the difference? By the Oyle V'yoyred, the Torah uses the expression the Ne'elam. The Ne'elam is kind of a wishy-washy. He was in a daze, he was in a haze, he didn't know what was going on. The Ne'elam. The second case, the Gabi Kola Terekula, when do you bring a Chatzis Kavua? Says the Pasuk, Oy Hoyde Elav Chatos Esher Chotaba. Hoyde love, he knew, Yediyah Ma'aliyasa Be'inon. Does look to you more, and that's the difference. Just saying the words again. Bishlam Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon, Lekashe Kan, Osu V'loi V'chol Eteri Kulas. Why? Hachal Hu D'loi K'sivi Yediyah Behedya. It doesn't say, Hoyde E love. It says, V'nelam Hu D'ka Osi. That's what the basis is, that he had a Yediyah Betchila, and then Nelam, there was a Halama. But the Torah doesn't describe that Yediyah Betchila. How vadai was that idea? Was it he knew for sure, or was it Safi Yediyah? Therefore, Kan also Safi Yediyah Kidiyah. That's why the Torah uses this vague or ambiguous expression, Benela. For like the Chol HaTorah Kula Asu, why? Because Chol HaTorah Kula, it says, Ayhoida love Yediyah Me'al Yisab Be'inan. That's why your Safi Yediyah is Gunish. Since the Safi Yediyah is Gunish, that's why in the case of the Chatois, you'd only have to bring one carbon Chatos. And not two Kabbalah Schatas. But Frektimai the Reish Lakish, back on the top of the Amid, Reish Lakish disagreed with Rabbi Yochanan. And he said, no, Safi Yediyah is not Kidiyah, right? Rabbi Yochanan said, Kan also Safi Yediyah Kidiyah. So Reish Lakish, no, Safi Yediyah is not Kidiyah. It only goes to Bishmal that says, you don't need a Yediyah at all. So therefore, Leimal of Leimoyed, your Yediyah, Nish Yediyah, Safi Yediyah, Mali Yediyah, Bishmal doesn't require any of it. Why didn't Reish Lakish say beautifully that these two Gemaras or these two prices are consistent? The first price that says Safi Yediyah Kidiyah, that holds like this Rebbe. What did Rebbe say? That Rebbe Oymer Kishem Shemei Vichatas al kolecha viyechad. And how did Rish Lakish interpret that? Kanshon Rebbe Yediyos Sveikois Mezchalkois. So therefore, in this case of the Chatas Kavua, the way Rish Lakish is interpreting Rebbe, he learns that a Safik Yediya is Ki Yediya, and that's why it's Mezchalkin Lechatois. So then Rish Lakish could easily say, and then that's the same Svara by the din of the Oil of Yoyed, Ulza Safik Yediya Ki Yediya. Why did Rish Lakish have to go out on the limb and say, no, Safik Yediya is not Ki Yediya. Let's talk about the limb of Rabbi Shmuel. So Timur El Rish Lakish, the Moikel Rabbi Shmuel, Moikel Karebi, and say that the two are consistent, that Safik Yediya is Ki Yediya. Everything more, he could have done that. But how come Ashmuel and Rabbi Shmuel Leibo Yediya Betchila? He wants to tell us that Rabbi Shmuel holds you don't need a Yediya Betchila. So Timur, Pshita the Leiboy, with Loi Miyatu Leikroi, says Vinelem the Mechaival Helem Mitish. What does he more mean to say? How does everybody else know that you need a Yediya Betchila? Because it says Vinelem twice. Right. One Vinelem comes to tell you a Helem of only Tumas Yediya Tumara. Helem Tuma, right, and not Mikdash and not Kaidish. That's what one Nelem. The other Nelem has come to tell you that at one point he knew the Nelem and he forgot, and then he had a new Yediya at the end. Oh, so therefore, that's why I have my two Vinelams to go and tell us this din, that there has to be Yediya Betchila. Masha Enkein, according to Rabbi Shmuel, he uses the two Vinelams, one Nelem to tell you Helem Tuma, and the other Helem to go and tell you Helem Mikdash. So he doesn't have an extra Vinelam to go and tell you there has to be Yediya Betchila. As Dr. Yomara, Pshita, that's why Rabbi Shmuel holds the boy Yediya Betchila. The loy boy. Midloy Miyatrile Kroy. He doesn't have any extra Psukim. The Nelam, one of them is talking about Helam Tuma, and the second one Helam Mechayvel Helam Mikdash. So Ibazoi, Rish Lakish, what's the Gvaldi Gechidish? I myself could have figured it out that that's what Bishmol must hold. Since Bishmol holds, it's not only Helam Tuma, but also Helam Mikdash, is the Chasimen that he uses the two Helams for these purposes. So of course he doesn't need a Yediya Betchila. Says Rish Lakish, now to say Mikilesle Mikroi, Hitaka doesn't have a right from a Pasik. Gemara Islay, what means Gemara says Rashi, Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, maybe he required the Helam Betchila, Al Talacha L'Moshe Sinai, Kamashalan, that's why I'm telling you, no, everything that you've learned until now, that for a carbon oil of the yard, you have to have a Yediya Betchila and Yediya Besaf, that's according to everybody, but except for Rabbi Shmuel, he does not require a Helam Betchila. But he makes up for it, because he says that not only a helam of Tuma, but even a helam of Migdash Vikadashu. So it depends on how he learns the word. Anyway, bottom line is, that's why Rish Lakish learned like that, to tell you this halach of Rabbi Shmuel. And now we've concluded the first two parakim, Hadalach Yediya Satuma, Hadalach Yediya Satuma, Hadalach Yediya. And now we go into Shavuos. You'll remember back on Daf Gimel, the Gemara asked, why did we first deal with all these Yediya Satuma? Why didn't we go into Shavuos? So anymore, because Yediya Satuma are relatively short. Let's take care of the short topic, and then we're going to go into the big topic of Shavuos.
So short, didn't say it was easy.
Exactly. Anyway, so what's the relatively short? 18 blots straight on all of these Yediyas, and now from here till the end of the Masechta, another 31 blots in the Yed Shishim. We're going to learn now about different types of Shavuos, whether it was a Shavuos Sheker,
Shavuos Shav,
exactly, all different types of Shavuos, and Yed Shishim from here until Shavuos. And beyond. Everyone have a wonderful day.
By the way, we do have a shiur for the Tuesday, second day on Tifa. I work yesterday.
Only Monday.
The only day we're missing. And as long as I was on the coalition site, we kept all the Shabbosim and Avodah Zarah. So through the end of the summer. So unless you're traveling, the only days where we will be missing shiurim will be Mondays.